11 o'clock on the nose. We'll start this quarterly meeting August 17th. Let's see, public comment?
We have nobody.
Nobody, so we'll skip that. Next, we have the minutes from June 1st.
Let me look.
Maybe it's Rob.
Oh, it's Jennifer Weston.
Oh, great.
Oh, okay.
How do I do this? Just hit the button.
There she is. Can you hear us?
She's on screen.
Guys, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay, great. Good to see you guys. Wish I was there in person. Thanks for letting me join via Zoom. And I don't have a board meeting today, so it worked out great and I can be here.
Okay. Well, we're just getting started. And so we've called the meeting to order. And no public comment, and now we're on the minutes for June 1st, if anybody has any changes to that. I've read through them. They look good. Thank you, Janelle.
I'll make a motion to approve.
Okay, we have a motion from Supervisor Kreitz, and we have a second from George Savage. Any further comment? All right, and since we have somebody on Zoom, we'll have Janelle call the roll call.
Okay. Janet Dutcher?
I vote yes.
Gerald Frank, how do you vote?
Yes.
Jennifer Kreitz, how do you vote?
Aye.
Jennifer Weston, how do you vote?
Aye.
And George Savage? Thank you very much.
Okay, that passes. We'll move on to the quarterly investment report. This is the investment report for the quarter ended June 30th. Supervisor Kreitz has already knows exactly what's in there because we presented it to the board last two meetings ago, I think.
Yeah, I think so. Mm-hmm.
But Gerald, you can go ahead and
so give we'll them start the on page news. Two. And so the Treasury was not in compliance as of 6:30. We had a investment that we purchased. It was a Pfizer corporate bond. Yeah. Pfizer's been one of our staples for since before I was here. Yeah. But they decided to issue from outside the country now.
Okay.
And nobody realized it. We caught it when we were doing our monthly audit on all the investments. And so we caught it on July 11th. And we sold it on July 14th. So it is. We are back in compliance, and it's no longer on our books. From what I can tell, they did it for tax purposes.
Yeah, I'm sure.
And we're kind of out now. We have it's one less investment we can do now because we lost Pfizer. Because they'll no longer be issuing from the United States because
of
tax issues.
So everything will be coming up, some foreign.
Yeah,
that's a lot of companies are doing it. So.
And this particular one is they formed an investment company out of Indonesia.
Oh.
Yeah. And what the rules?
Singapore.
Singapore. For some reason, I thought it was in Indonesia. It's close. It's in the same
neighbors.
But what the government code says, it has to be a U.S. corporation. Organized in the U.S. and operating in the U.S. and this is not so. We had no idea.
Yeah, and there was never any money at risk. Pfizer does guarantee it 100% from their U.S. corporation, but it's just not allowed.
Yeah.
So we had to remove it.
And that's a state law.
State law, yes.
Yeah.
So Rob, I don't know if you heard that. We had an investment that we purchased on June 2nd. It ended up being a foreign investment. Mm-hmm. It was Pfizer. Pfizer's never issued outside the country. Mm-hmm. And in May, they decided that they moved it out and issued from outside the country.
Okay.
We were out of compliance. We caught it on July 11th, and we were back in compliance on July 14th.
Excellent. Thank you.
Yeah, we ended up having to sell the investment. It was quite a surprise. They get your year-end report, safekeeping report,
yeah.
And they categorize all your investments. They said, foreign securities.
Yeah, it's like,
yeah, we don't have any foreign securities.
Yeah, so. And the other thing is, we have six brokers. All six brokers bid on it. Not one realized that it went foreign. And I actually called all of them because they all work with California entities.
Yeah.
And they were going to contact their entities, make sure they they didn't make the same mistake. So.
Good catch.
Gerald didn't sleep for a couple
so
of nights.
So we did have a corrective action plan. And so from now on, in any corporates, all of our brokers are required us to send us 2 Bloomberg screenshots, and it shows where it was issued and by who. So from now on, that we'll review that prior to purchasing anything. So hopefully that mitigates that and never happens again. The weighted average maturity on June 30th was 588 days. It's still running a little bit low, but we still have about, as of this report, we had about $20 million still in school bonds in the books, so we're still having to keep some of that liquid. It is anticipated the county's treasury will be able to meet all liquidity requirements of its pool participants. On the last day of the quarter, on a book basis, the portfolio totaled $192,060,449, and the market value was $185,641,032, which is 96.66% of book value. We don't do total rate of return. We mostly buy and hold, so that number, that's 100% at maturity. So yeah, we don't get back less than our face value once if we hold it to maturity. And we always keep enough liquidity so that we've never had to sell a bond other than this Pfizer one, that which we weren't allowed to have. So interest rate for June 30th was 3.1056%.
Looking pretty good.
Yeah.
Any questions other than the Pfizer one on our
Pfizer's
portfolio?
On about the fourth page back.
On the next report, it will be, it's off of there.
Yeah. It was on there for very long.
Yeah, no.
Not a month.
The next page is the distribution by asset category, market value.
And before you go to that, no concern on the downrating of the U.S. Treasuries.
From right? Fitch?
Fitch.
No. People were surprised. I was expecting it personally. Mm-hmm. You can't have this negotiations at the last minute and have a AAA rating. It's just one of those.
Yeah.
And Fitch has had them on a negative outlook for a little while.
Yeah.
So that was the next step, was a downrating. Yeah. Hopefully they can get it together and they don't have any other down ratings that could affect us.
And, you know, and the T-notes are still explicitly guaranteed, so it's just a matter of when.
If they don't make their if they didn't make their payment for June 30th, we probably would have got it first week of July. I mean, it would devastate our economy if they held off too long. So,
is there anything on the half a dozen or more regional banks that have been downgraded recently?
Not a lot. We do a lot of research now. We used to buy CDs just because they're FDIC insured or NCUA insured for the credit unions. But we actually now look at all of them prior to us purchasing. And we have certain criteria, they have to have so much liquidity, that type of stuff. Now, that's not 100% guaranteed that they couldn't fold, but all of our stuff, all of our CDs are insured, so.
Okay.
Yeah, some of the things we're looking at is that they're, cash to deposits.
Yes, cash to deposits.
Their assets. And their assets.
Liabilities.
To make sure they have enough, they're not overly leveraged.
Yeah. Okay.
Which is what happened with Silicon Valley, as well as the
and
whole
and then
scare
a run
tactic.
On it, right?
Yeah.
When it happens.
And then
the
run happens.
And when a run happens, there's, I don't know of any bank that's going to survive a run. I mean, when they pull out, 50% overnight of their funds, they just don't, no bank has that kind of funds. So not much has changed on the distribution. We're, we've dropped a little bit. We went from 189 to 185 on the market value. Next page is the maturity distribution at the 6/30. You can still see we're still holding a lot of money in short term. cash is king right now, and we have the school bonds out, so might as well make as much money as we can off of them and keep them on the short end to cover any draws they need on those school bonds.
As well as the jail bond.
Yes, we have the jail bond.
It's not spent yet. Probably have
that one's small, though. That's not
$6 million.
$6 million is small.
Yeah.
Next page is the treasury cash balance of the last 14 months. This is book value. And you can see, if you look at June this year, June prior year, we're still sitting way above about $22 million, but that's basically, if you add up the school bonds with the jail bonds, that's about how much we have in there. So mm-hmm. we're sitting about the same as the prior June. Next page is our comparison. LAIF finally passed us.
Oh, it looks like we're about.
They should have passed us months and months ago. But what happened with them? I think I've said this before. They went to 300 days weighted average maturity, and now they're trying to pull that back. They're, as of 6/30, they were down to 260 days. So they're slowly pulling that back, getting back to where they used to be. So it's taking them longer to increase their yield. But it on an upward trending market, LAIF will almost always eventually exceed us.
As will the 2-year, because we're investing to five years.
Yeah. But as you can see, we've outperformed LAIF by a lot since sometime in March of 2020.
Yeah.
And then we've outperformed them considerably since then.
Gerald, are you still invested in CAMP?
Yes. Yeah, we have a 20% cap on ours, and we keep it right around that mark, trying to get the best yield.
They're paying really well.
They're doing really well.
Just curious about putting that on this chart, or if that's not significant percentage enough, or
we could add it to it. The problem with the reason we have LAIF on there is they have a little bit longer weighted average maturity portfolio. Mm-hmm. It's not comparable with ours, but it's a little longer. Whereas CAMP, they run around in the 25, 26, 28 day range. So that would be more comparison with the 2-year treasury. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of why we haven't put it on there.
It's hard to have anything that's really comparable to, even though we have a 2-year WHAM. We're investing for 5 years. We're not like liquidating everything and reinvesting at 2 years,
yeah.
Right? Like the U.S. Treasury would be the 2 years. And then LAIF has always been much shorter, although they're starting to be a bit longer.
Yeah. So they respond quicker.
Mm-hmm.
But they also respond quicker to a downward trending market also. So that's why we outperform them most of the time.
It just might show the volatility exists out there.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you know, it may validate practices to some degree.
We also keep money in a money market account. I'd have to look to what the balance was on 6/30, but that's paying 4.9 something percent.
4.68.
As of yesterday.
Yeah.
It's gone up. So.
$16 million.
$16 million. We have about 5 now. July is a hit. We had about $21 million leave the pool in July. So July is always the big, the bonds, PERS, you know, all that stuff goes out.
UAL.
So, yeah. And then the investment pool participants, nothing's changed. Same participants we've had for a few years now.
Are we legally allowed to have other counties participate, or no, they can't participate in ours?
They have to be inside the county, I believe.
Jurisdiction.
Inside the jurisdiction.
So if you have a multi-county agency, you know, that would be eligible.
Okay.
You know, in your Mona Transit, or Eastern Sierra, I'm showing my age. Eastern Sierra Transit, you might consider to be a multi-county jurisdiction.
Okay.
Yeah, the only way to do that, you'd have to create a JPA, kind of like LAIF or CAMP, and then you'd have to be rated, all that. So.
Yes.
Any other questions on the report?
Thank you, Gerald.
All right, number 5, questions and recommendations. next meeting. You got that?
The next meeting will be November 16th.
November 16th.
Okay. And that meeting's very important because that's the meeting we'll bring the investment policy. To be voted on to take to the board.
So we've kept camp capped at 20%, and that's an internal benchmark?
Yeah, so why we did that is camp used to be really small, and we didn't want 10% of the portfolio. That's too much risk. Mm-hmm. So we capped it at, instead of capping it on camp's portfolio, we capped it on ours at 20%. We could change that. That's a possibility, so we could put a little bit more money in there.
Maybe we should look. We should look at who their participants are and what their capitalization is. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right? Yeah, we could do that.
Because we don't want to be a, we don't want to have a concentration.
No, but so they're, I believe they're $2-3 billion mark now, where they were millions when we first started investing in camp.
So it may make sense to raise that cap because they're earning a greater interest rate as long as it doesn't jeopardize safety.
Yes. Is that something we can do in the November?
Mm-hmm. That's what I brought
up. And then it would take effect when it goes to your board in January, second meeting we do it on, I believe.
So I'm not going to be here on the 16th of November. That's CSAC. And so I don't know if Bob will. He may or may not. I'm not sure. Okay. My alternate. I just don't know.
Yeah. Rob, do you have any? We need four people for a quorum.
I can be here.
You can be here. Yeah. George, do you think you'll be here?
As far as I know.
Okay.
Is there any, you're talking about just a window of time. Is there any way of moving it around? Or?
Well, yeah, we could.
We could, yeah.
But if you don't need to, if you.
Yeah.
Sure, yeah.
Okay.
I'll, you know.
That's early for CSAC, isn't it?
Yeah, they moved.
Jennifer, what about you? How are you on the 16th of November?
I can be here.
Oh, good. Then we'll be okay.
Okay, so we can get a quorum. We're good.
And that way you'll be surprised in January.
Thank you.
Exactly. But I kind of had a little prelude here right now.
Yeah, that's right.
There's some camp talk about going above.
So I'll look into it and see. Maybe we'll set the rates to camp's portfolio.
Right.
You know, more than 1% of their portfolio or 0.5% of their portfolio. Because if they ever drop back down, I still don't want to, you know, invest too much in them.
Yeah, you might find out some of the smaller counties, rural counties, and see if they're invested in camp and have what kind of cap do they have on it.
Yeah.
So not that the stupidity of other counties is necessarily
a good gauge.
Sometimes I like to know what the rest of the market's doing.
We'll pick the dates for the next year as well.
As well on that date. Okay. And everybody's still good with the third Thursday of every quarter.
That's like wine walk. Third Thursday thirsty or something like that. in Gardnerville.
Is it?
Yeah, I think that's what they do. I haven't gone to it, but I always see them walking, everybody walking with their glasses when I'm driving from the county to my house on Thursday evenings.
At least they're walking.
Yeah, and they're not in the road.
We need to close the meeting.
Okay, meeting's closed. Adjourned. Were you waiting for that?